Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a 2-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. If your child had a terminal illness or a disability, and all he wanted to do was experience the great outdoors and go hunting or fishing, where would you take him? Well, I know just the place. It's called Camo Dreams, and I'm talking to Derek Fussell today, who all he wanted to do was be able to make children smile with this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Hi, Derek. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Mel.
Excellent. So I found your organization on Facebook, because I'm a Facebook junkie. So can you tell me a little bit about Camo Dreams?
Yeah. In 2003, my mom was dealing with her third type of cancer,
mm-hmm.
And spent a month and a half or so in the hospital in Birmingham. And it was right there at the beginning of deer season and everything for me. I took a lot of time off being with her, and something got into me, and I decided that the outlook that I had in my future, things to look forward to, I guess you could say, I wanted to start doing something. There were a lot of people, a lot of friends and family that helped out with my mom and our family. I really wanted to do something that, you know, was kind of my way of giving back.
Right.
And I'm a wildlife biologist by training.
Wait, what does that mean?
I work for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission.
Oh, okay.
I'm a wildlife biologist. I do land management. We take care of the woods and the wildlife for the public. And so I love to hunt and fish and do things outdoors. I thought, you know, I'd like to be able to do something, you know, particularly for kids.
Right.
And so we got to kind of looking around, seeing what there was. At the time, I was working in Georgia, and I had a lot of contacts, a lot of farmer contacts and friends and places to hunt. So I knew that taking a kid hunting wouldn't be an issue. And so I wanted to do kids that had disabilities or terminal illnesses.
Right.
Not just everyday kids, even though we do push a lot of that in Florida now, trying to get kids involved in hunting. So I started off with, you know, like Make-A-Wish.
Right, exactly.
Asking them, you know, hey. And they said, well, we don't do any hunting activities, but keep trying. A friend of mine was watching television one weekend, and Buckmaster's American Deer Foundation show was on, and they do a big hunt for lots of kids on one weekend.
Oh, awesome.
And we contacted them, and the director there was, you know, immediately he was like, yeah, I can get you a kid, you know, and we just wanted to do one to see how things would go. At the time, I was the president of the Quail Unlimited chapter in Albany, Georgia, and we had a lot of members there that had, you know, had hotels and restaurants and, you know, things to do, not just hunting-wise. They sent a kid from Arkansas. Streamlight is a big sponsor of their hunt, and Streamlight flew the kid and his stepfather down to stay with us for a long weekend.
What is Streamlight?
Streamlight is a flashlight company.
Oh, okay.
They make flashlights for law enforcement, firefighters, hunters. It's a really high-quality flashlight.
Right,
and
okay.
I use them all the time. I'm a big supporter of Streamlight because they're a supporter of me.
Excellent.
That first hunt, we had a company called New Heights that makes a hydraulic handicap accessible deer stand.
Oh,
donated
sweet.
A stand for the weekend.
Nice.
The Buckmasters has chapters throughout the country. One of the chapters paid for the little boy to have a wheelchair-mounted gun rest. They had practiced and, you know, were ready to go on the hunt, and he killed his very first deer with us that weekend.
Oh, excellent. Did he get to keep the deer?
Yes, we
processed it.
I actually had the deer processed. The guy that did my deer processing processed the deer for free. A lot of people, as soon as they hear what we're doing and why we're doing it, they jump in and help out.
Exactly.
So there's not a lot of costs involved in one of our hunts. A neighbor of mine was a taxidermist, so he did a European mount, which is just a skull mount,
mm-hmm.
for that deer.
Nice.
It was fairly small deer, but it was his first. So, and then I took the processed meat and shipped it to them once they got home because they were on an airplane coming down. We sent them the meat, and we do that for all the kids. We haven't had any since then that fly in. Most of them are within driving distance somewhere in the southeast. I think the furthest one's been Tennessee that's come down to hunt with us. But
see, now I'm surprised you don't have kids from all across the country.
Well, when I send Buckmasters, the last few years we've still been involved with Buckmasters getting the kids.
Right.
Because parents from all over the country can apply for their kid to go on a hunt, and there's organizations and just individuals like me that are put on, will do a hunt for them. They kind of, because I'm in the southeast and my hunt locations are in the southeast.
Oh, they tend to
send pick kids that are, you know, close enough for me, and I'll send them an email in June and say, hey, I can do 3 hunts this year. And so they'll send me 3 kids' names and where they are and everything. And we're growing. Camo Dreams is growing. We've actually been given a hunt by an outfitter in Illinois this year.
Oh, excellent.
So we're going to do 4 hunts this year, our 3 main hunts, and then we're going to be traveling to Illinois. And they've sent me a couple of kids, one from Pennsylvania and one from, I think, Indiana, to try and contact and see if they would like to come over to Illinois for a hunt.
Now, when you do the hunts, is it just the one child, or is it...
We do one kid. Yeah,
excellent.
That's kind of our specialty, and it's been my feeling from the get-go that one kid gets our full attention for the full weekend.
Right, and it makes it more special for them,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, we really get to know them. They get to know us. There are other groups. I've met other people that do 5 or 6 kids in a weekend, and I've had people tell me, hey, you ought to get, you know, 5 or 6 kids together, and... My feeling is that I don't want to leave somebody out.
Right.
And, you know, it may not be consciously, but one kid may, you know, we may gravitate to one kid or the other, and somebody's always going to, you know, kind of feel a little hurt and like we're not paying attention or we don't, you know, they're just there. I like having one kid for one weekend, and they're the center of the show.
Excellent, excellent. Wow, that's amazing.
So we did the first one in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
We did one kid in 2005 and one in 2006. And since 2006, we've done between 3 and 4 each year. And now our main core is 3 hunts. We may be bumping it up to 4 now that we're going to be going to Illinois because we're hoping that outfitter is going to be willing to donate that special youth. Illinois has a special youth weekend for kids 15 and under. So we're hoping that this will become a permanent location for us.
Now, does the length of the hunts, is it always like a week or a couple days or a weekend?
We typically do, everybody gets in on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and we have Friday and Saturday to hunt, and then Sunday is our, knock on wood, last ditch effort. We had not had to use a Sunday morning until this year. We've been fortunate, lucky. The Buckmasters guys say that I have a huge rabbit's foot in my pocket because it seems like every Friday afternoon the kids were getting their deer, and then we could just relax the rest of the weekend. But this year, our first hunt right off the bat, the kid had... He had gone hunting a few times before. Most of the hunts that we've done, except for him, we've had 13 kids since 2004. And all of them, it's either their very first time going to the woods,
mm-hmm.
or it's their first time that they've actually killed a deer.
So what happens after, like, they kill their deer on Friday? What kind of activities do you have for them the rest of the weekend?
Well, it depends on where we are. Mm-hmm. Some of the properties we have hogs that we can hunt, and so we'll actually go back and continue to hunt.
Oh, sweet!
They've gotten their deer, and if they kill the buck, which most of them have killed bucks, if they kill their deer and they want to shoot a doe, if it's a property that has a pretty good population of doe, and they want to take home some more meat, we'll let them shoot a doe, or we may have a hog opportunity, and we can, you know, try to get a hog. That's what we did this past weekend. It was our first ever turkey hunt. And the kid had never been deer hunting. He's going to come back in the fall
awesome.
And go on a deer hunt with us. But he wanted to go on a turkey hunt, so we took him turkey hunting, and then we hog hunted at night. In South Georgia, you can hunt at night with a 6-volt flashlight or less power. So we used night vision, we walked out into the fields right on top of the hogs and then turned on the flashlights. And he shot, got 2 hogs to take home and had a great time. So we're actually looking into doing a little bit more of that. One, it helps out the farmers.
Right.
and two, it's fun. It'll give us something to do when it's not deer season and it's not turkey season and the fish aren't biting.
Oh, you do fishing as well?
We can. That's the thing that I told Buckmasters when we started this, that if they had a kid, no matter what they wanted to do, I had connections and people that were willing to do anything, any outdoor activity. If they want to go fishing, we can go fishing. And I'm in Panama City now, Panama City, Florida. I've got a charter business in Apalachicola that they're willing to put a kid on the boat and take them fishing.
Oh, so it's deep sea fishing then?
Inshore or offshore.
Oh, okay.
Either
I'll
one.
Be right down. That sounds awesome.
So we haven't done one yet, but just like the turkey hunting, you know, I met some guys back in December when I was doing a quail hunt on my own. I have bird dogs of my own and guide quail hunts. And met these guys, a bunch of firefighters from Americus, Georgia, and they were like, hey, have you ever done a turkey hunt? And I said, no, you know, there's some special challenges there, you know, mobility issues and stuff if you got a kid in a chair.
Right.
And they're like, oh, we can make it happen. We got places, you know, don't worry about that. And and it was kind of out of the blue. This father contacted me, and I said, all right, let's go give it a whirl. So I'm sure somewhere down the line somebody's going to want to go fishing, and we'll fire up the boat and make it happen.
Well, hopefully after this podcast as well. So
yeah.
Have you ever had, I'm sure you have, some kids from the city who's never really been in the woods before?
We had one this year. Most of them have had some exposure, a parent or the very first girl that we took hunting, her uncle was a big hunter. This year, a little boy that we took from Panama City, we didn't have, or Buckmasters didn't have a lot of applicants this year, so we started looking on our own to find kids to take. And we had a lady at church who's a physical therapist, and she recommended this little boy, Bradford. And the only thing he had ever done was, you know, I think his stepfather had hunted some, you know, but he had never shot anything other than a pellet gun and hadn't been, you know, to the woods. And we took him for the 4 days and saw deer and just didn't have the right opportunity to get a shot at it. We had some special guests from Buck Commander. Those guys were awesome, and they really wanted to get Bradford a buck. And they offered up their personal property when we got back from the weekend hunt just for an afternoon quick close to Panama City here. And we took him on an Wednesday afternoon. He's homeschooled, so I swung by and picked him up. We were in the woods just at dark. The deer came out. It's the deer that's on our homepage of our website.
I see that. What a smile on his face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's still smiling. He's he's been emailing me this week. Is my deer ready? Is my deer ready?
I bet he wants that head on his wall, doesn't he?
Yeah, because that's one thing that we do and have done for most of the kids is when they get a nice deer, we have it mounted for them as well.
What is that, an 8-point? 6-point?
Yeah, it's
wow.
8-point.
That's amazing. Now, all of this is completely free to the child, right?
Yep.
And that's because of your fantastic sponsors.
Yes. Oh, yes. Go to the sponsors page. Check them all out. We support them. It's products and companies that we use ourselves, and they're all great sponsors.
Wow. These are the kind of organizations that I like to find. It's not just, you know, cancer survivors or terminal cancer patients.
Right.
But it's, you know, anything that helps a kid out, I'm all for. And especially
yeah.
this. I mean...
And, you know, the way I look at it, I've told people this before, you know, they might be in a chair, but, you know, to me, they're no different than me or you.
Exactly.
I don't look at them and see what's wrong. You know, I have a friend that says there are no problems in life, only opportunities.
Exactly.
You know, we had a little boy that we took year before last. It was our first in an electric chair, which is super heavy. and we had some issues with that, but we got around it. His dad had given up hunting.
Oh.
Because he didn't see any possibility of ever being able to take his son to the woods.
Right.
And we showed him it was possible, and he was super appreciative of us doing that. But that little guy killed not one but two deer in the same afternoon in the same field.
That's amazing.
And that got his dad fired up, and he's like, now I'm going to be able to take him hunting on my own. We're going to get back into it.
That's awesome. I know, I'm looking at the picture of Bradford, and I know that I've never been hunting before, but shooting an 8-point buck, and how old is he?
He's, Bradford, 10, 11?
Oh, my gosh.
No, Hunter was 10, was Bradford. He's 11 or 12.
Wow.
That's bigger than my first deer.
See? And like you said, the father who didn't think he could ever go hunting with his son again, I mean, it's just, I'm sure it was inspiring for the dad to be like, oh my gosh, I can take my child out in the woods now.
Yep.
You know, and have fun and do all that kinds of things. Wow. That's just awesome. So if kids want to be a part of Camo Dreams and go hunting, how can they get a hold of you?
They can email us. Our website, www.camodreams.org.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a page on there that's got, I think it's the Get Involved page. It's got our email address. Is camodreamsinc@yahoo.com.
Excellent.
They can email us, or if they want to send us any mail, they can send it to our post office box. It is P.O. Box 471, WEWA, we can shorten it, W-E-W-A, Florida, 32465. But email will be the quickest and fastest, and I can mail an application. We do have an application form so that we can know what to kind of expect, learn a little bit about the kids, how much experience they might have with any kind of hunting, shooting, and then we can kind of match. What I do with the applications is then match the kids up to one of our three main hunts and contact the parents and see, get it on the calendar, try to get them down. Because we set those dates with the landowners, because none of the land that we hunt on is our personal properties.
Okay.
We coordinate with the landowners and land managers.
Right, because, the landowners would want to know when you're going to be on there shooting.
Right. And we pretty much, when we leave, we're set for the next. We've been doing it on these particular properties long enough now that we're pretty much set on the calendar.
Right. Awesome. And I also see you have a PayPal link here, so people can also
donate. We just got that started, and I actually just got word yesterday that everything's been confirmed through PayPal.
Excellent.
And people can click on the donate button and make a donation.
Yeah, and just look at the smiles. If you go to camodreams.org and check out the smiles on these kids' faces, it's so amazing.
And that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
I mean, Chad and I, I don't care if they get a deer, if they don't get a deer. It's about the smiles. And every one of the kids, out of the 13 that we've taken hunting, two weren't able to harvest anything, and it wasn't anybody. It was weather.
Right.
We can't control the weather. We can't control the deer.
Right.
We don't have them tied up out there, but we have a pretty doggone good success rate getting the kids to harvest an animal with us, but it's the smiles that is the real payoff.
And I'm sure they're better hunters than I am.
Well, probably so, but, come on down. We might get you hunting.
That would be awesome. That would be totally awesome. Yeah, they don't have, I'm in Michigan. I don't believe they have doe permits up here, or that you have to have a limited number.
Right.
Although a lot of people I know hunt with their, use a V6. My friend hit a couple of deer. He actually hit three deer on, or two or three deer on the way to work one morning.
Yeah, Yeah, that's a popular method. They do that down here, too.
It's not recommended, however.
No, it's costly. Probably more costly than buying a gun and deer and a license.
I would imagine so. Well, thank you, Derek. I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is The Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook. Become a fan of The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com. Find me on Twitter at Mal Majoros. Check out my blog, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And you know what? Life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.